Ex-supermodel Christine Brinkley urges voting for candidates who take climate change seriously. By Warner Todd Houston on November 5, 2022. Former supermodel Christine Brinkley took to her Instagram account Friday to urge Americans to vote for candidates that support draconian climate change policies as voters prepare to head to the polls on Election Day. Wearing a denim shirt and frolicking near a tree, the 68-year-old model told her 800,000 Instagram followers that she loves nature and that being outdoors is like therapy for her. "I have always found joy, comfort, inspiration, perspective, adventure, solace, and endless magic in nature. A walk on the beach, a hike on a wooded trail, a paddle on a kayak is a necessary part of my life," Brinkley wrote. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Christy Brinkley, at @ChristyBrinkley. Brinkley went on to claim that people are losing their homes to extreme weather events such as wildfires, glacial melting, and heavy rains. She added, "Watching homes slip off their foundations and float down the river are staples on the evening news." Brinkley added, "Rising oceans are displacing millions as shorelines erode. The warming ocean's temperatures are killing off coral reefs, once fish breeding grounds, fishermen can't find fish. And the warm water is creating super hurricanes that are wiping entire towns right off the map." Still, as climate expert Bjorn Lomborg recently noted, the left's claim that we are having more hurricanes is not true. Brinkley then dovetailed her political message into her post. "These are just a few of the issues that highlight how climate change is affecting our lives, livelihood, our health, and our economy," she wrote, adding, "So I am asking everyone to please consider voting for candidates who take climate change and our children's future seriously." Concluding her long-winded post, Brinkley said, "Vote for the children, for their future. We need to use our vote to invest in the future where we can fix all the other stuff that needs fixing. But we need to fix this first, or there won't be a tomorrow worth fixing. Think about it, we are sitting in the shade of trees planted by the beautiful, generous souls who came before us," she said. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.